Now to the rugby again. Rugby's greatest rivalry will raise a century on Saturday in Townsville, of all places. Yes, an unlikely venue for the 100th test between the All Blacks and the Springboks. The two nations have bestrode the international landscape for the past 100 years since their meeting in Dunedin in 1921. The relationship has always been fierce, often controversial, of course, and sometimes highly symbolic. I spoke earlier to Lawson Naidu, who was an advisor to former President Nelson Mandela and held a number of high-ranking political and sporting posts. He is currently the chairperson of Cricket South Africa. He believes few rivalries can match the intensity of the All Blacks and the Springboks.
Globally, there are very few other sports that evoke the passion. And the fact that the rivalry continues and, you know, the Boks go into this test match as the world champions against the All Blacks as the number one team in the world. So once again, it's all to play for and, you know, there's lots of pride at stake in this game.
So why is it that there is this strong history and rivalry? How did it begin? Is it anchored in the sort of colonial frontier type... I don't know if it's myth or the background.
Well, it certainly is that background of, you know, the colonial rivalry and the fact that both countries were part of the Commonwealth before South Africa was ousted from the Commonwealth and then came back in post-democracy.
1981 seems to me such a huge pivotal moment in New Zealand's history and South African's rugby as well, I guess. What's the feeling there about the change in the start of the positive change in South African rugby at that point?
Well, you know, the 1981 tour to New Zealand was a pivotal moment in South Africa's history, in South Africa's struggle against apartheid because, you know, a small country island like New Zealand stood up with, you know, tens of thousands of people protesting against an all-white Springbok team that came to New Zealand back then. And it was in the midst of a global campaign to isolate South African sport. We'd had the Gleneagles Agreement as part of the Commonwealth a few years earlier, the impact that that had on the Montreal Olympics in 76. The build-up of that pressure, and I think in many respects the actions of ordinary New Zealanders during that 1981 tour elevated the issue of the sports boycotts onto a global level, and I think it marked a definitive turning point in that international sport after 1981 took a much firmer stance against isolating South African sports teams, which in my opinion played a critical role ultimately in the attainment of democracy within, you know, a decade or so thereafter.
And where do you see things now? We've got a South African team that is respected for its tough, uncompromising forward play, never takes a backward step. A New Zealand side which would argue that it is a bit more flamboyant. Where do you see the game going at the weekend?
It's a tough call. We've coming into this test match on the back of two losses against the Aussies in the last couple of weeks, which is not great preparation for this big game. But, you know, players always raise their level when they're playing against the All Blacks. And it'll be a tight game, no doubt. And two different styles, you know, coming up against each other. You know, South African rugby has come along in leaps and bounds in the last few years. The difference that the new leadership of Siya Kolisi and Rassie Erasmus that they have brought to this team has really won the hearts and minds of the South African sporting public, not just the rugby public. And it's broadened its appeal amongst South Africans because for the first time, I think we see a team that takes the field that is representative of South Africa, where people of all hues feel they can get behind this team because it reflects who we are as a country, as a rugby-playing country. And it's something that I think we should be celebrating in South Africa, and which we are.
Absolutely, and that is former advisor to Nelson Mandela, Lawson Naidu.